Here's Pastor Brian as he continues his study on the deity of Christ.
This week we've been looking at the important subject of the deity of Jesus Christ. And our portion of scripture for this study will be Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And in these three short verses, it shows that Jesus Christ is the exact representation of God the Father. He's exactly like Him. He's not a created being or anything less, but He came to express who and what God is like. In the book of Hebrews, the entire book is trying to show that Jesus Christ is greater than anything that has ever been or anything that has ever come. And so the writer in the first chapter shows that Jesus Christ is greater than the prophets. That's covered in the first four verses. Then the rest of the chapter and chapter 2 shows that Jesus Christ is better than all the angels. And then in chapter 3 and 4, the writer proves that Jesus Christ is greater than the greatest leader that the nation of Israel ever had, and that's Moses. And then in chapter 5 through 7, the writer goes on to show that Jesus and his priesthood is greater than Aaron's priesthood and Melchizedek's priesthood. Then in chapters 8 through 10, importantly, it shows that Jesus' sacrifice on the cross was greater than all the Old Testament sacrificial system put together, because Jesus, through his one sacrifice, perfected forever those who are being sanctified and brought eternal salvation. So the entire letter is written to a group of people that were deciding to turn away from Christ and his work on the cross to the Old Testament system. So the writer has to show that Jesus Christ is greater than all that the nation of Israel had, all that the nation of Israel produced, and all that was available to them. In the first three verses, the writer communicates why Jesus Christ is greater than everything the Old Testament has. Is that's because he was exactly like God, that he was God manifest in the flesh. He's the exact representation of the Father. And so the first three verses cover the idea that God has spoken to us in times past. He has revealed certain truths to us. But the revelation that in his Son is far greater, because it was God coming to us and revealing himself. So Hebrews 1 verse 1 states this: God, who at various times and in different ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets. And that's true, as we have the Old Testament record. God revealed certain things about himself to the nation of Israel. And we have that recorded in the Old Testament for us. And so the Old Testament is truly a revelation of God, of his nature, of his holiness, of his power, and his might. But it's not a full revelation. It's not a complete revelation. It's just bits and pieces that were given to the fathers and the prophets. Then verse 2 and 3 is going to express that Jesus Christ is a complete revelation of God. He's a complete revelation of God because he is God himself. He's an exact representation of God. That couldn't be said about the angels. That couldn't be said about Moses, the great leaders of the Old Testament, the sacrificial system. It's only could be said about Jesus Christ, because he truly is God. This truth is brought out in other scriptures in the New Testament as well, where Jesus said in John chapter 14 that if you've seen me, you have seen the Father. And then in Colossians 1:15, Paul says of Jesus, he is the image of the invisible God. We can't see God, so we needed God to reveal himself to us, and that came in the person of Jesus Christ. And also another interesting passage in John chapter 12, verse 45, where Jesus claimed the same truth. He said, "He who sees me sees him who sent me." So there is another claim of the deity of Christ, that he's saying, "I am exactly like the Father," and by seeing Jesus, you're seeing the nature and character of the Father. And so when this passage says that Jesus is the exact representation of the Father, it's another claim of the deity of Christ. Because if you sit back and think about it, the only way for God to reveal himself completely and to have an exact representation of himself is for him to come here personally, clothed in a man, clothed in the body of a human, the person of Jesus Christ. God had to reveal himself to us. The only way for God to be exactly represented is for God himself to come here. And he's done that in the person of Jesus Christ. And these two verses, verses 2 and 3 of chapter 1 of Hebrews, gives us a sevenfold description of the wonder and the glory of Jesus Christ. And it says, "Has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, who has appointed heir of all things." And so Jesus, as prophesied in Psalm chapter 2, would be the ruler of the kingdom of God, that everything is going to be made subject and placed under his feet, that he would be the supreme ruler in the kingdom of God. Then it says, "through whom he also made the world. So Christ is also one that participated in the creation. The Bible obviously says that God is the one that has created all things. So he's here described as creator, the creator of the ages, creator of the worlds. Then it gets a little more detailed in verse 3, which begins to describe how Jesus Christ represents God. It says, who being the brightness of his glory. One translation communicates it this way. He's the radiance of his glory, or the shining forth. Kittle, who has written a 10-volume set on the grammar of the New Testament, he describes it this way, as sunshine is of the sun. It's describing how rays emanate from the sun. That's how Jesus Christ is radiating the glory of God in that same way. One of the early church fathers, Gregory of Nyssa, wrote this, as the rays of light are related to the sun, and neither exists without each other, so Christ is the radiance or expression of the divine glory. So what the writer of Hebrews is saying here is that Christ is a radiance or the reflection of the glory of God. And for him to be that meant that he must be God manifest in the flesh. And then the next phrase says, and is the express image of his person. The word express image means an exact representation, an exact image of the person of God the Father. This word is the Greek word character, which was used to describe how an engraving tool, when stamped upon a piece of metal, would impress into that metal a sign or a symbol. And it would be the exact likeness of what was on that tool. And that could be made over and over and over again. And so here the scriptures are saying that Jesus Christ is the exact image or likeness of God the Father. He's a perfect representation. He perfectly revealed God the Father. And the only way for someone to perfectly reveal God the Father is to be God himself. He could be nothing less and be the exact likeness. So once again, we find another passage of scripture showing that Jesus Christ is fully equal with the Father. He's fully qualified to exactly represent him. He's the exact image of the person of God the Father. So Jesus Christ has come here to reveal, not like the prophets, bits and pieces of what God's nature is like in his plan, but he's come to reveal the exact nature of God the Father. Then also it goes on to say, and it says, and he's upholding all things by the word of his power. Now this word means that he's upholding the entire universe. He's holding everything together. The same idea is expressed in Colossians chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. The Greek word here is the Greek word pharaon, which has the idea of not just only upholding or sustaining, but bringing or carrying to a goal. So Christ is the one that not only sustains the universe, but he's also the one that is carrying it to God's intended plan. He's the one that is bringing God's purposes to completion. Because he is God, he is able to do that. It's interesting that in Numbers chapter 11, verse 14, in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, Moses said that he was not able to carry all these people, the same Greek word, pharaon. And so here Moses, the greatest leader of the Old Testament, was not able to carry the people. But here it's said of Christ that he's able to carry the entire universe to the completed goal or God's intended plan. And the only being that would be able to do that would be God himself. And again, he's speaking of the entire universe. Christ is able to carry to the complete completion of God's intended plan for the universe because he is God himself. And he doesn't have to exercise any power or authority to do that. It says he's able to do that by the word of his power, just by his spoken word. Just as God is able to create the world into existence through a spoken word, Christ, who is also God, is able to carry the universe to its completed end, to its goal, to its destiny, just by his spoken word. So he's upholding things or carrying things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. And so here it speaks of Christ as the one that is the purifier of our sins. Again, this is a reference to the deity of Christ. Because in the sacrifice of Jesus, he not only had to be perfect humanity, but he also had to be perfect God. He had to be able to bridge that gap between God and man. So here he's the one that purified our sins to represent man in heaven, but also to represent God. And then what he did is he sat down. And you never read of any of the priests sitting down in the temple. They were always busy. But his sacrifice was the one that perfected forever those that had faith in Jesus Christ. His sacrifice was greater than all the Old Testament sacrifices together. His one sacrifice put an end to all and brought the purification, the forgiveness, the cleansing of our sin. So these scriptures are showing that Jesus Christ is far superior than any being that has ever been here, because he is the exact representation of God. He is God manifest in the flesh, the one that came and died on the cross, that made the perfect sacrifice so that we could spend eternity in heaven with God forever and ever, because he is the perfect sacrifice. He was perfect God and he was perfect man. So here the scripture once again shows that Jesus Christ is fully God, not a created being, not anything less than God the Father, but exactly equal with God the Father. Praise the Lord for that.